Lights. Camera. Action. It's the KSL Movie Show.
Not getting a real under control vibe here.
With Doug Wright and Steve Sales. The week's big movie review, movie news, trivia, games, and prizes. All on the KSL Movie Show. Here's Doug Wright.
He's not a monster, Gaston. You are.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
The Movie Show here at KSL News Radio, and we are broadcasting from NPS.
Yes,
we
love
being here. I mean, we like to think of it, the NPS, although it actually stands for something else a little more technical. We like to think of it's nice place to shop or a nice place to save.
I was trying to think of a new way I could say it, like my place to
nice
shop.
Place for Steve.
Steve loves coming here.
I think that's it. NPS, nice place for Steve.
Okay, I like it.
I like that too, kind of. What about NPD? Doesn't quite have the same ring, doesn't it?
Sounds like a police department.
I know it does. Hey, the movie show underway today. And, you know, we need to acknowledge something, and very seriously. By the way, King Charles III will be addressing literally not only the United Kingdom but the world beginning right around 11 o'clock. And we, of course, will carry that for you live here on the program.
How old is
Charles now? You know, I don't know. I think he's a little older than me. And
he's the oldest to ever
take the throne. And his mother, of course, the longest-serving reigning monarch in British history. So very significant time. 73. Just a couple of years older than we old geezers here.
Older than me.
Yeah, way older than you by what, a year? Anyway.
Nice.
All right. But, you know, seriously, there's something that is kind of incredible about this reigning monarch. And it was underscored yesterday over and over that for many of the British Empire, although they don't refer to it as the empire anymore, but all of the entities, all of the countries that consider her their monarch, they've never known another king or queen.
Yeah.
And it's remarkable. And, you know, there's something about her. I remember the Beatles' little song called Her Majesty, which I always loved.
Oh, that's great.
Her Majesty's pretty nice girl. Yeah. But doesn't have a lot to say. And then at the end, you know, I wish I could make her mine.
Oh, yeah.
And there's something about this queen, the dignity of it, but also how she could really personalize things. And there are two really favorite things. She was never in a quote-unquote real movie. She was in documentaries and all kinds of things like that. But I remember when London hosted the Olympics, and a lot of it had no dialogue, just James Bond walking in, and there's the Queen sitting in the drawing room or whatever it is, and she, you know, there's this little exchange between this is the real Queen Elizabeth and Daniel Craig as James Bond. Listen to this.
Mr. Bond, Your Majesty.
Good evening, Mr. Bond.
Good evening, Your Majesty.
And then remember what happens? They go up in the air and they skydive into the opening of the London Olympics. I thought that was so cool. And as the monarch of England and the United Kingdom and so many other countries, including our neighbor Canada, I thought that was the coolest thing to do. And then there was this real touching moment between a sweet, beloved character by the name of Paddington Bear and a beloved monarch. Listen to this.
Perhaps you would like a marmalade sandwich. I always keep one for emergencies.
So do I. I keep mine in here.
Oh.
For later.
Happy Jubilee, ma'am. And thank you for everything.
That's very kind.
What a sweet moment,
that
you know,
cool.
And just something really cool for the Queen's Jubilee. And
afraid I remember, like, her part in Naked Gun when...
Well, it was not her part, but exactly.
Somebody was playing the Queen.
And I'll tell you who's going to address all of that, the Queen's appearances and favorite Queen's appearances, played by others, of course, in movies. Deanne, we'll be talking about that.
Does she know what man played the queen?
No, what man played the queen?
Well, we'll guess we'll
do. Well, we'll find out a little later on in the program. But anyway, we wanted to just acknowledge the passing of Queen Elizabeth II and also let you know that King Charles III will have something to say, obviously, to the United Kingdom and the rest of us. And that will be coming up at 11 o'clock, and we'll carry it live here at KSL News Radio. Okay, on that note, I think it's time to give you the movie show rundown, sponsored by, and boy, you know, we're on a big countdown right now, to the day my boiler is actually hooked up to natural gas by Call Climate Services. This is a big deal.
Welcome to the 20th century.
I think it's going to be a citywide celebration in Eureka when that occurs.
Especially when that mushroom cloud goes up.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
Okay.
I had a Wile E. Coyote moment.
Okay, Scott, that was Steve, not me. Steve is the guy, by the way, who on
every... Does he work for Acme?
On everything heating and air conditioning and swamp cooler related, he should have called you years ago, by the way. Okay, here
Mine's
we go.
Still horse-drawn.
Here we go. Yeah, that's right. He's still out there. He's got the squirrels. He absolutely goes out and captures all the squirrels in the neighborhood to run his swamp cooler. Am I right or am I right?
No, you are wrong, Mr. Wright.
Oh, it doesn't run that well, huh?
No.
Okay, so let's take a look at what's coming up.
Cranky raccoons.
What's coming up on the movie show?
The following preview has been rated G and is appropriate for all audiences.
Coming up on today's movie show, the big movie review.
Before it was the raccoons, it was all the kids in the neighborhood, but the parents started to even complain.
Well, so got to keep them busy.
Exactly. Okay, what's coming up? Is the big movie really Barbarian?
Well, it is the one that's opening the widest.
I know. We kind of judge it on how many, you know, theaters it's opening in, how many screens, and kind of the...
I like the way your wife put it, though. When she showed up, she goes...
What was it? The scream?
I'm being a good sport by being here. I'm like, it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, no, she's been whining about it. Also, Pinocchio, and we'll give you the review on that.
Well, the only reason we didn't do it... You know, because the big movie, because it's on Disney Plus only.
I know, it's on Disney Plus. We'll always give the highest priority to the movies that, as movies should, actually appear in the theater. And then...
And even this one should have appeared in theaters.
Okay, Medieval, I'm waiting for that.
Oh, boy.
Waiting for Bojangles.
That one went away.
That one went away.
That was French, and they didn't respond to my query.
Really?
Because
you only speak Portuguese.
Well, that probably did throw them off.
End of the Road.
End of the Road I did see. That is Queen Latifah.
Okay.
Driving her family across the road, and somebody messes with Latifah.
Ooh, you don't want to mess with the
queen. Well, here's the thing. You know, an Equalizer, she can't get away with half the stuff she can get away with in this movie. And boy, does she lay him...
Okay.
Cause some trouble.
About Fate. We'll be talking about that as well. And then streaming the anthrax attacks. That's
my goodness. That's a toughie.
Coming up on the movie show here at KSL News Radio. And by the way, we're going to be bringing you our movie news. We've got the movie show Top 10, which again is sponsored by Call Climate Services.
Do they really, or we just throw their name on it?
They actually sponsor that.
They pay for this?
Believe it or not, no, that's what Megaplex always says too. Do we actually sponsor
this?
I mean, yeah. Can we write this off somehow? Let's see. Dan Radford will be joining us, from the Egyptian Theater. And of course, not only are movies shown there during the Sundance Film Festival and everything, but they do other cool things too. You know, I'm kind of curious what they have planned.
Are you talking about Park City? Or?
Yeah, I'm talking about Park City.
Okay.
I'm curious what they have coming up for like the holiday season and so on. So we'll talk about that. And let's see, we'll have our streaming news. We've got telephone torture. You know, I had the chance to speak to the Salt Lake Rotary this week, and I had a lot of people mention how much they enjoy the movie show. And you would be surprised. You know, I've told you this before. Back in the day when I was doing the daily radio show, it would be amazing. Some of the, you know, really, you know, suit, tie, you know, three-piece suit, the whole deal, you know.
My brothers and sisters.
And yeah, well, and beyond that, you know, professorial, all of the letters after their names and so on the way out, they go, hey, thank you for the interview. And by the way, I love the movie show.
Really?
I know, it's crazy. What's wrong with these people? Okay.
Well, you know what? It's just letting your hair down.
It is. You know, I've always said that. At the end of the week, good grief, after all the tough news and everything, all you've been through during the week, it's fun to wrap up on a Friday with just messing around with the movies.
We love movies.
We do love movies, and we take them so very seriously.
Ooh, you were so close to being right on that, right to that point.
This show is so just, you know, it's rocket science.
Like PBS.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's see. What else have we got? Oh, tons of stuff coming up. And we'll be talking with Igor coming up in a moment. He is one of the great
people. You sure
people.
It's not Igor? Cause
no, I don't
Igor
think so.
Igor would be really cool.
You call him Igor. I'm not going to call him Igor. Igor is going to be joining us here, and we'll talk about what's happening at NPS today. Four locations, of course. They've got Orem, they've got Layton, and then the two locations just across the street from each other here in Salt Lake.
Speaking
oh, as a
of
matter
Igor,
of fact, he's stepping right up, so we'll get him all
he's
suited
been hiding
up.
Hiding around the corner.
And ready. Yeah, he's going, do I really have to do this today? And it was going to be such a good day.
And he would have played the organ for Julie if she'd have let him.
I know. You know, she is a fabulous organist. I mean, like world class.
Well, she's
like,
played the big one, hasn't she?
Well, there are two big ones here in Utah. I mean, she's played the Tabernacle. She's played the Conference Center. She is an amazing organist, and she's playing for a funeral today. So we won't be talking with Julie, whom we, of course, adore. But we love you, too, Igor. Good to have you here on the movie show.
Thank you. Good to be here. Thank you so much.
You know, every time we come out here, we've done two shows out here, but I've been out here other times. I always just kind of run down to see what some of the spectacular deals are. You have 40 pounds of bananas for $5 right now. If somebody is going to...
Does he know that he looks like shocked?
Yeah, he's going, what?
That can't be right.
But a whole box of bananas.
What are you going to do with 40 pounds of bananas?
Banana bread.
Do you have an elephant?
Banana bread is what we're talking
about.
Bucket
of monkeys?
This is one of those things. You know how people get together in the fall and they can? You ought to get the whole family together and, you know, and make banana bread this weekend and then make sure that Steve and I are included.
Yeah, I could handle.
Not our old friend Michael, though, and there's a long story behind that.
Yeah, his kryptonite.
We've got to talk a little bit about NPS. This is an amazing store, and every day people are saving 30 to 70%.
That is correct. On the bananas, also one of the things customers tell me they do is they do banana ice cream.
Ooh.
You just put it in the freezer.
I like the sound of that.
Yes, and you blend it, and it comes as ice cream.
And you put that on the banana bread.
Well, that's just made it weird.
No, that made it doubly good, Stephen. Mm-hmm. You know, how do these amazing low prices like that happen? You must buy things by the pallet and the boxcars.
And the truckload.
And the truckloads.
Yes, that's how it gets here. We got a truckload of bananas.
Wow.
So we are selling them. Also smoothies. Don't forget the delicious smoothies in the morning.
Wow, no kidding. I mean, think of all the people that chop up the fruit and whatever, throw bananas and everything else in there. Oh, absolutely.
You've opened up the horizons.
That's right. You know, one thing that I couldn't help but notice, because it's the time of year, in a relatively short number of weeks, it's going to be Halloween. I was noticing all your cool Halloween stuff over there.
Yes, we have our Halloween. Let me go back to the bananas.
Oh, he's not done with the bananas.
That's right.
You can dehydrate them.
Yes.
And you can put them in bags, and you can save them. They will last you for a long time, and
or
you can freeze them.
You can
freeze dry them,
and we know somebody that can do that as well. It is incredible when you see these great values. You know, I hadn't thought of that, because you can freeze bananas. You can, you know, dehydrate them, everything else, and keep them for storage.
Exactly.
That is a great, and $5 for a box of, I mean, this is one of those big boxes that you see, you know, in a typical grocery store being unloaded, and bananas ain't cheap. But they are here.
40 pounds.
What's that song? Today we have no bananas.
We have no bananas today.
Well, now
we
got
do
tons
have
here.
Bananas today and tons of them.
We're going bananas here.
You know, everything right here, it's incredible. You know, I like the fact that the staples, the things that every family needs every week, the milk and things like that you guys have. But there are incredible things that it's kind of a one-shot deal. I remember the Krusty's great big 5-pound bag of waffle mix that we had the first time we were here. And I should have bought more, because they're here one day and gone the next.
That is correct. We get the product today. If you snooze, you lose, like they say.
You snooze,
that's right.
You lose?
You snooze, you lose, Steve.
Well, I will not be snoozing
that's
today.
That's right. We'll be talking about the amazing array. And then across the street at the other location on the other side. Oh, my goodness. The sporting goods, the home supplies, and everything.
The tools.
Tools. And
building supplies.
Building supplies and so much more. It is incredible. We're going to be talking more. Don't forget the garden center, of course. And you always have great deals on books out in the tent. And these are brand new items.
Yes. This is not a secondhand store.
That's
this
right.
It's brand new merchandise.
And it's incredible. But again, as you pointed out, if you see it, you better buy it.
Yes.
Because each week, and that's what makes shopping here fun. Like I mentioned, you know, the staples that families need day in, day out. But there are always these incredible buys that are here, and then they're gone.
I just had a lady that came 2 days ago, and she bought 300 toothbrushes, 79 cents each.
Oh, wow.
She wanted to donate them for charity.
Yeah.
With 300 bars of soap.
Right.
A quarter each.
Oh, my goodness.
And 300 toothpaste for 50 cents each. So she was able to do all of this for just over $200.
Oh, my God. You know, ding, ding, ding on me in our neighborhood, our area. They've been doing, you know, kits they're looking for everything you just mentioned and more. And odds are it is here. We're going to be talking more about NPS, the four locations. So we have Layton, we have Orem, and then the two locations right here. 16th South on Empire, very easy to get to, just, you know, on 17th South. Just go just a little, about a block to the west, turn right on Empire, and you'll see the big, brand-new signs, too. The stores are
It looks really cool.
Yeah, they look really cool. Beautiful signs, says NPS, and just come on by. And if you come by, in the next 2.5 hours, be sure to say hi to the movie show. It is 9:23.
The Movie Show.
You could just write your own roles, you know, write something that's as interesting as you are.
What are you going to do?
I have my own club.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Okay, news coming up in just a few minutes, but I'm curious about Waiting for Bojangles. What do you know what it was about?
Yeah, it's kind of a love story.
So it's not about Bojangles.
No.
Bill Robinson.
It's about a song that they loved, and this guy meets this crazy woman, and she's just so full of life. I mean, it looks like it's a really fun movie, and I can't remember his name, but he's in a lot of French films. His last name is Duras, and he's a great actor, and she was in a couple of movies that have been out recently, so I was really looking forward to it, but I contacted the studio, and I never heard back from him. It's a little obscure studio, but it is playing over at the Broadway.
Okay.
It is in French, and it's got a great cast, and it looks like it'd be a lot of fun. So I would definitely check it out.
Well, last
it has
week,
nothing to do with Mr. Bojangles.
Last week we had a soundbite from a Spanish-speaking movie. So
we did that on purpose, by the way.
We don't have a soundbite from the French-speaking movie.
We get more French people here, and we might do it.
Yeah. Oh, we do? Okay, here we go. Little sound from Waiting for Bojangles.
Il pensait même pas. Elle va vous faire perdre la tête.
Imagine me and you.
Je jure d'aimer toutes celles que vous serez, de les accompagner partout où elles iront. Partout.
Ooh, nothing like the French language over Happy Together by the Turtles.
I know.
There's just something magic there.
But it just tells you that it's an upbeat film.
Exactly. So it's over at the Broadway.
At the Broadway.
All right. And it's called Waiting for Bojangles.
Yes.
9:30 here at KSL News Radio. Brief break, and we'll come right back with more of The Movie Show.
The Movie Show.
We are really fighting the clock, and every minute counts. Wait. They're all slots?
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
The Movie Show here at KSL News Radio. And again, we want to remind everybody that King Charles III we'll be addressing the United Kingdom, but also the rest of the world. And that'll be coming up around 11 o'clock.
How do you follow that act, though?
Boy, I know. Boy, talk about...
Mom's gone.
I know. It's tough, you know? It's his mom. And then you think of the mantle that's falling on his shoulders right now. And, wow, anyway, that'll be coming up around 11 o'clock, and we'll carry that for you here at KSL News Radio. We are broadcasting The Movie Show today from NPS, and we like to think of it as a nice place to shop or save. And, you know, Igor is here with us. You know, you were mentioning the snooze you lose factor, and, you know, I've seen that happen. where I walk down and I see an incredible buy, and where I should have bought 5 or 10 packages, you know, I bought 1 or 2. And then next week is just gone. Boy, talk about a snooze you lose. You've got one today that is really remarkable.
Yeah, just for the special of the movie show today, we got 54 swing sets that retail for $1,000 in any store in the Valley, and we're blowing them out today for $349. And they're on their way to the industrial store right now.
Wow. And, the, you know, show me the picture again, because that is really like, cool. It's got, like, the little hut on one side.
Well,
it's got
three
a
sets
slide.
Of swings on one side and a slide on the other.
We had one not dissimilar to this one for our kids, and they loved that thing to death. They would spend hours and hours and hours, and what we spent on one that was fairly comparable to that one was a whole lot more than how much?
$349.
$349, but you couldn't buy the lumber for $349.
Normally these go for $1,000, right?
Yes.
It is. It
and
is
how many do you
remarkable.
Have left? You said you.
We started with 54. We're down to 15.
15.
Actually, let me tell you a secret.
16.
16, but I'm buying one.
You're buying one.
14. So, I'm buying one.
Okay, so we're down to 14.
You know, this is just an example because you get some of the most unique things. Some things are really, really mainstream. Everybody uses them every week. And other times, it's just that thing that you've been looking for. You know, I mentioned this the last time we were here. My mom had been, you know, saying, I want a good old broom, you know, with the corn straw and everything else. Did you just say my mom was going to ride on a broom? I heard that, didn't you, Igor?
I don't know.
No, but trust me. You know, okay. You know, sometimes, Steve, there's something called...
Lois, I love you.
There's called a filter.
I just couldn't help it. The sturdy handle.
Uh-huh. Yeah, try to dig yourself out of this one. Wait until I... If mom isn't listening, I'm telling her about
she's
this.
She's calling me right now. Holy
but God. I looked around for those, and you could only find them here and there, and they were like $20, $18, $19, bucks,
yeah.
Something like that. I bought mine for $5.99 here. So when we say a savings every day of 70 to 30% on brand new stuff, we're talking exactly that.
That is correct.
I mean, figure the savings. I can't do the percentage in my head, but when you have a playset like this, you know, with the slide and the little kind of, you know, hut building on one side and then the swings on the other, you take 349?
That's 65%.
65% off on that puppy. Wow. And there's only 15
She's
left.
Good at math.
Because
you see
yeah,
that?
I know.
Jumped all over that.
There's a reason we do radio, Steve.
Yeah.
This is the time to get into NPS. This is the time. And don't forget bananas, 40-pound box for $5.
Are
it
you still
incredible.
Okay on the bananas? Or we've sold out of bananas?
We're going to be sold, yeah, today probably.
They'll
They're
going to
be gone, yes.
Yeah, they'll be gone. All right. This is the time to get into the NPS store near you. There's one in Orem, there's one in Layton, and, of course, right here in Salt Lake with the two big stores. And the one just to the east of us is more industrial, it's more sports, it's more home supplies, and things like
that. And that's
where
the swing sets are.
Yeah, the swing sets. And they're on their way here right now.
They're on their way from Layton. Yes.
Okay, all right. NPS. Okay, Stephen, I think it's time for a little movie news. Oh.
We're not doing big movie.
This is
I forgot all about that.
I understand why.
Yeah, exactly.
To the KSL newsreel, the biggest stories.
This blew right by it. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And the star-studded glamour of Hollywood.
It's an approach avoidance. Every time I think about the movie we subjected ourselves to and de-subjected herself to.
I could hear a sighing. I heard at least four sighs.
My goodness, what a bad movie. But
here's
anyway.
The funny thing. It's 88% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I know. What is wrong with people? Anyway, all right, movie news. Okay. You know, we have been raving about Top Gun for how long now? It's back number one again this week.
You know,
which
it's
is
the first
so cool.
time a movie has been number one on Memorial
Day. Labor
Day
and Memorial Day. That's part of my movie news, Steve.
Well, I was
It was
just...
going to be in my big story. That was the lead, and you're making me bury the lead.
Well, I was going to bring it up, too, so...
Well, I got here first. Top Gun continues breaking records across the board. New claim to fame, fifth highest-grossing domestic film of all time. It's Tom Cruise's highest-grossing, as we've talked about, and it claims the title as the number one film of 2022. 15th week since release. It's over $700 million domestic box office, almost $741 million international box office. That's about $1.45 billion so far. And what it's doing right now is unheard of. because it's already available to watch on digital, where it broke records as the number one best-selling digital title ever in the U.S. in its first week of release. And it's the only film, Steve, as somebody mentioned a moment ago, to be number one at the domestic box office for both Memorial Day and for Labor Day.
Think about the distance between the two.
Oh,
I mean, that's incredible.
That's 3 months.
And
I
it's only because they re-released it.
But how cool is that, that it is so hot, it is so big, that they re-released it? And as we talked with Blake Anderson from the Megaplex Theaters just a while back, I mean, there was the second opportunity to see it on IMAX. How many times has that happened? So
yeah.
I'll tell you, it's a big, big deal. And
the thing is, it might be one of the best films I've seen this year.
Absolutely. It'll definitely be not in my top 10. It'll be in my top 5 for sure, and probably my top 3, and maybe number 1. I don't know yet.
Can you imagine having this fight at the critics' meeting?
Oh, can you imagine all of the mahas will be going, Doug and Steve.
Barbarian is a much better
film. Barbarian's a much better film. And, So, anyway, there you go. What have you got for us?
So, you know, everybody's whining about, even Bob Iger the other day said, movies are coming back, but not like they used to. But here's the catch. The smart money, Wall Street, is saying, all right, Disney was down 28% at the beginning of the year, and now they're back up to $112 as of yesterday.
Yeah.
$112. So the smart money is investing in Hollywood studios.
That's right.
Because they know, now it may not, you know, all be theater, might some be streaming and whatnot, but
sure,
they know that Hollywood is still a bankable, you know,
that's right,
sustainable business.
And I think there's a magical formula there that I can't believe some of these big shots that are getting paid, you know, $80 million a year aren't grasping this, that you release it traditionally.
Yeah.
And then you let it sit there and just make you money. And then you put it on streaming, and there it will make you money. But if you put it just on streaming,
you've
eliminated a whole stream of revenue, and you've eliminated a hype and a build up to when it does come out on streaming. I don't know. Drives me nuts.
And today is the perfect example of that because of Pinocchio.
Exactly.
People
exactly
are going to go see this movie. Now they're not going to be able to. They're going to have to, you know, I get it. Maybe they'll get more subscribers on Disney Plus, but I still think that there's a marketing value to putting it in theaters and saying, look, I know not everybody has Disney Plus.
And do you know what a lot of the subscribers do? They'll go, yeah, well, let's get the deal, and let's keep it for a little while, and then they let it lapse.
They drop it.
Yeah. Duh. Why aren't we making $80 million a year instead of 80 bucks?
Aren't we?
Oh, only Dallin is making that kind of money.
He is the man behind the curtain.
He is the man behind the curtain. No Way Home's extended cut. Well, let's talk about that. Brand new post-credits scene, 11 minutes of new footage. So what are the fans saying? Is it worth the trip to the theater? And the fans are divided. I have not seen this. Have you? With the extended time, I haven't either. So I'm just shooting in the dark here. But a lot of them are saying, hey, there are lots of little, you know, character bits that we enjoyed, and there are some high school scenes, and there are different things. But it's kind of evenly split. One person said, you know, the version is, and the term they're using is, it's more fun. Well, it's not fun, said this person. It's depressing, unless you're Peter Parker, and that's not a bad thing. But somebody else said, oh, no, I'm really enjoying it. It's still a lot of fun. It plays to a great audience. So I don't know. I have not seen it yet, so I shall keep my opinion reserved.
Well, the numbers are in on National Cinema Day.
Yes.
8.1 million people went to see movies on Saturday last week.
For $3.
Right. The day before, it was like 2.5 million.
Yeah.
Then 8. Then back to 3.
Yeah.
So it did actually have an effect.
And it was so smart because we've talked about it over and over in the doldrums. If you're waiting for a new release to just wow you, to draw you back into the theaters, that was a smart move because there's so many movies you wanted to catch up on. And if you want to milk a little money out of some of the dregs, it was there.
Well, look what's number one this week.
I know. Maverick.
Yeah. Top Gun is back on top. That's ridiculous.
Okay. Batman Day. Okay, this is a Cinemark deal. Classic Batman movies returning to the big screen for Batman Day. And that's coming right up, September 17th. And this is an annual event from DC Entertainment celebrating the iconic Dark Knight. And Cinemark has said that Batman 1989, Batman Returns, that's not the title, of course, but Batman that was released in 1989, Batman Returns and Batman the Mask of the Phantasm will be shown at the theater chain on Saturday.
Wait, what was that last one?
September 17th.
Is that a... animated one?
Batman, The Mask of the Phantasm. I think it is, isn't it?
It's got to be.
I think so, too.
I've never seen it. How dare they?
So anyway, all three films are also available to stream on HBO Max, so you can celebrate Batman Day. Top that, Stephen.
I shan't, although...
You shan't.
The new trailer for... we'll get into it when we get to streaming news, but have you seen the new trailer for Glass Onion?
No, I have not seen that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It looks like kind of a, it looks like a Murder on the Nile. What was the name of that show?
Murder on the Orient Express?
No, no, the other one.
Oh, the Death on the Nile.
Death on the Nile. It has that, we're going to a place and then stuff is going to happen at this island.
Lots of people are going to die.
Well, some might.
And we wonder who they will be.
It'll be.
Was it Colonel Mustard?
Well, let's hope it's not Mr. LeBlanc.
Okay. We are going to take a brief break, and then we shall come back, and then we will do the big movie review of the week.
The Movie Show.
I'm sorry, Tony.
If I see a situation pointed south, I can't ignore it. Sometimes I wish I could.
Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We are at NPS doing the movie show today, and every time we talk with Igor, he's bringing us another great deal. Just a moment ago, we had that playset, swing set, slide, and everything that normally is $1,000. And what are you doing over there?
Trying to keep the fly off my muffin.
There are no flies here. So anyway, what
just
we,
that one.
Just that one that Steve brought in with him. He's kind of like Pigpen. So anyway, you had that. After what you said about my mom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, All right.
I deserve that.
So we had the swing set that was $999. You've got it for $349. But as if that wasn't great enough, you mentioned the movie show today, and then what do you get?
If the customers mention to the cashier when they're checking out that they heard on the movie show, they're going to get an extra 10% off. We have great prices.
That's right.
On all cleaning supplies.
All cleaning supplies.
All cleaning supplies.
10% off. Okay.
And spices and seasonings. They will get an extra 10% off.
Wow.
And they all they have to say is, I heard it on the movie show.
Okay.
And the all pain relievers and remedies, extra 10%, and vitamins and supplements.
Wow. So 10%. And when savings are 30 to 70% every day
yes.
on these items. So if you buy one of those things that has a spectacular, you know, like if you get a 70% thing, it'll be 80% off.
That's correct.
If it's 30% off, it'll be 40% off. See how I can do that math?
You're boom, really boom, good.
Boom. You know, this is the time. If you are familiar with NPS, you are absolutely going to love the additional savings. And, of course, you already know. If you, like Steve and me, unfortunately, we're kind of late bloomers here. We discovered this place a couple of months ago. And, oh, my goodness, where
Everybody
have I
I've
been?
Everybody I've talked about, like, yeah, I've known about
like,
that you for years.
Duh. What's wrong with you? So get on
it's
into
kind of
the
embarrassing.
NPS stores. There are four locations, two in Salt Lake. One in Orem, one in Layton, and incredible brand new products, brand name products, things that you buy, things that you've been wanting to buy.
Things that I want to buy. Hot mom winter outfit. What the heck is that?
We'll find out coming up next time we talk with Igor here on the movie show from NPS. We like to think of it as nice place
for Steve
to stay. To stay. I like that. Nice place to stay. Just come and stay.
Well, they
until
might.
They close the door.
Yeah, they might.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I've tried to leave as little time as possible for us to talk about the big movie of the week. So let's play the big long opening because that'll give me less time to be upset. Here we go.
And now, the big movie review. Doug and Steve tell you exactly what they think of the biggest release of the week.
Okay, let's get a little sound from Barbarian.
Why don't you just crash here?
Oh, no.
I don't know if you got a great look at this neighborhood, but I don't think you should be out there by yourself. It's dry and there's a lock on the door.
By the way, I'm Keith.
Tess.
You take the bedroom and I'll sleep out here on the couch.
Keith!
Okay, the only thing that I did like about this movie was where I thought it was going, it didn't go. Bill Skarsgård plays Keith. Georgina Campbell is Tess. And, you know, you think something's happening. You know,
well,
you think,
especially since Bill Skarsgård was Pennywise
right, exactly.
in the last It movie.
And it doesn't go in the direction I thought. I thought, well, okay, maybe there's something salvageable here. But everything is so predictable. I mean, my goodness, we have this young woman, just a really attractive young woman who is in Detroit for a
job
interview.
Yeah, this isn't going to make the travel bureau.
Right. And so anyway, they pull in. She's pulling up looking for, it's an Airbnb.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's got the code to the, and she pulls
lockbox,
up.
Yeah.
And the whole place, and it's dark at night. It's raining, of course. And you can't really kind of see the neighborhood, but you know it ain't right. And this is the only house that's painted or whatever. So
that's
she goes
even
up.
Standing.
Nothing's working. And finally, she beats on the door, and this guy answers. And he's got the credentials, too.
Yeah.
It has been legitimately, at least we see, rented to him. And so finally, I mean, what is she going to do? She's calling around. There's no place available. There's something going on in town. Every hotel room is tied up. And so he said, hey, look. And they kind of start hitting it off. And, you know, and he said, hey, at least stay here where it's dry and warm. And pretty soon she gets comfortable enough that when he offers to sleep on the couch, she can have the bedroom. It has a lock on the door and everything else. And things seem to go okay. And then she goes to the job interview the next day, and still there's no place. So she goes, but something's gone awry since. And, of course, we go down into the basement.
Now, here's where it was actually good. The suspense was
right.
built up.
Right. But, of course, you know, everything up
but
to this
point. But then all of a
sudden,
it's,
no young woman in her right mind would have done anything this girl did so far.
Well, and the funny part was, you know, Jordan Peele was an advisor on this movie, and he... She sat down on the steps when she saw the long, dark corridor, and she goes, nope.
Yeah. Oh, she goes, nope. But there's a staircase that goes down forever. This big, long corridor looks like a mine shaft. And what's going on in there? The only guy that really knows is the homeless guy in the neighborhood. And there's a flashback that takes you back into the 1980s, and you see the way the neighborhood used to be.
It could have been.
It didn't have to be this bad.
Exactly.
But it's lay bad cinema. I really dislike this movie. It sucketh much. And so, Steve, what's your grade on this?
A C.
A C. Yeah, I'm below a C. I you know, but it had some weird potential, but anyway.
It had a lot of, in fact, you heard Renshaw laughing when he started doing the square footage.
Oh, yeah.
When
yeah.
the guy is realizing that.
Oh, and that's the other thing, too. You know, we haven't even mentioned Justin Long, who's kind of an out-of-favor actor at this point, and he's going to look at his property in Detroit to see what he can get out of it because he's got lawsuits up to the...
Which is also an interesting premise, but what's it doing in this movie?
What's it doing in the movie? And there's no explanation. Anyway, okay.
This is too many fish frying here.
Yeah, and it's just too bad. It's barbarian on this. And it's rated R, and there you have it. All right. Hey, it's still 10 o'clock. We're cutting it close, but it's technically it's 10 o'clock. This is KSL-FM, Midvale KSL AM, Salt Lake City. The movie was Barbarian, by the way.
The Movie Show.
What about that ship?
That was garbage. The garbage will do.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know, we just got word from the mothership
that
they're having an issue with the phones right now. So I'm not 100% sure that we're going to be able to talk, at least right now, with our special guest from the Egyptian Theater.
Oh. Wow.
We're suspecting sabotage by a competing...
I believe the call is coming from inside the house.
By a competing radio station, of course.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
We'll blame it on somebody, but yeah. And
I think it's a switch in the monarchy.
The advisory went out through Triad Center. We're having a problem with the phones. Don't go in the basement. anyway.
Don't answer the phone.
But can you imagine if we don't get this rectified before too long that there will be mass mourning going on?
Only three.
On telephone torture. I mean, Vahe won't know what to do with himself.
He might hang up now.
Honest Tom might go dishonest on us.
They have 2 hours to kill right now.
I know, and they're just going, oh,
what do we do with our Friday morning?
What are we
going
to do with telephone torture?
Part of the
so anyway, hopefully there will be some kind of rapid response.
Oh, you think they're going to fix it?
The rapid response team will come in because they go, well, you know what's at stake.
You are adorable.
Telephone torture is at stake here. You know, thereabouts.
DEFCON 4.
Okay, we're going to rat out Paulette because, you know, Paulette is
she's
just,
buying out the store.
She is one of our she is so great. She takes care of the station. She takes care of our wonderful clients, and she takes care of the movie show.
She's taking care of a client today, too.
Boy, she's taking care of she walked out of here with a cart. And, you know, Paulette has excellent taste.
She does.
Let's put it this way.
She does.
And she was walking out with a cart full of all kinds of things.
But she's got a pretty good eye. I mean,
pretty good eye. Are you kidding? Do you know Paulette?
Well,
she's
got
an excellent eye.
The sheets on
the mattress covers and
the California King
else.
Half off.
I know. It's incredible. She just went out of here cleaning things up.
She's got at least two baskets full of.
I know. NPS, that's where we're broadcasting today. Nice place for Steve.
Yes.
I came up with that. And a nice place to shop. Nice place to
save.
I mean, it just keeps
nice
going
place
on.
To, we'll come up with something.
Okay. Now, we're hoping to be able to talk with Dan Radford. We had this set up. He's the marketing director at the Egyptian Theater. I always like to see, and especially, you know, with Sundance, not around the corner, but, you know, everybody's talking about, okay, what are we going to do with Sundance? Announcements are coming out. How much of it is going to be, you know, live and in
half
color,
and
in person, half and half? And we're wondering if we're going to Steve, never, shh, be
if
quiet.
You say my
so
name.
So anyway, we're hoping to be able to talk with Dan Radford about the Egyptian Theater. But in the meantime, Stephen.
Sir?
How about if we talk about yet another film? Let's say Pinocchio for a minute.
Okay.
And how about if we do Medieval?
Oh, yeah.
Medieval. Here we go. A little sound, please.
Her uncle is the King of France. You must unite Europe. Kidnapping her. It's the only way. We don't kidnap women. The king's rules are God's rules.
You're not letting me go.
I need you alive.
Kidnapping.
Always worry about a movie that starts with the first 5 minutes explaining a lot of stuff.
The year.
1402.
What you need to
know.
We
have two popes. Two popes at the time. One.
That's always inconvenient.
Yeah, and especially when you're trying to unite Europe.
Yeah.
And the only pope that really counts is apparently the one in Italy. So, but there's infighting with all the other people.
There's one in France.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
And then they screwed up.
I don't know.
So it was a power struggle. And Michael Caine is on one side. Here's the problem. They're all kind of, you know, medieval, dirty, you know, got the armor, some of them.
They're grubby.
Gritty looking.
Gritty, grubby. Okay.
And it's like Michael Bay going medieval because the action is in your face.
Does he actually direct this?
No, he doesn't. But he should get credit
for it.
That
would be cool.
You know, cinematography by Michael Bay. You have no idea who's on what side.
Yeah.
And they're all fighting over Lady Catherine. If she's on somebody's side, because she is the daughter of the brother of the king, French king.
The daughter of the brother of the mother-in-law of the son-in-law.
She's the niece of the French king.
Okay.
And whoever has her favor,
yes.
You know, might get a chance to go to Rome and win the grand prize, be the new emperor, the grand poobah of the entire region. It's just, it's a bloodbath. And Ben Foster, who we saw in Hell or High Water, he was the crazy brother.
Yeah.
He's a great actor. And Michael Caine is a great actor.
Yeah.
Although he's not in this very much. You know, he's getting up there.
He plays one of the popes?
No, he plays one of the lords who's trying to, you know, wrangle the whole. He's a kingmaker.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, I mean, they're all fighting. They're like, all right, you know, at least put a blue feather on one of them so I know who's winning.
Yeah.
Who's in charge here? 2 hours and 5 minutes of this. And they finally go, well, that went well. And so the end. And this is all based on an actual guy. His name was Jan Zaka. He was from Czechoslovakia and considered one of the great commanders, military commanders of all time. And yet this is what they came up with? I'm like, dudes.
Dudes. Dudes.
Dudes, what are you doing?
Is Michael, this in any kind of wide release?
Yes, it is in wide release. Almost as wide as Barbarian.
Wow.
I mean, you got a big star cast, and it's all medieval. It's more sword than sandal, though.
More sword than sandal.
There's plenty of sword.
Uh-huh.
Very little sandal.
Really? What about tapestries?
No, this is all, man, this is rugged. These guys are tough.
Not a lot of tapestries.
They don't paint pictures. They got big old maces and whack and...
Tapestries are like wall rugs.
And in fact, Lady Cat... Yeah, I know what they are. Why is it?
Don't paint tapestries. Yes.
Anyway, I was like, might have been interested if I knew what was happening.
Oh, okay.
And poor Lady Cat, she's tough. One guy, Ben Foster, gets hurt in his eye, and she puts like little maggots in there to clean it out.
Ooh, you know, that's what in the Revlon. That's what, you know, they, if there was gangrene, they'd put little maggots in there.
Yeah, she knew to do that.
Ooh, that's weird.
And then he's like, and she goes, quit fussing with it, because, you know, he's like,
Yeah, don't scratch that.
Wouldn't that drive you nuts?
Oh, man.
Maggot in your eye socket? Oh, my gosh. It's just like, eek.
Okay.
So no lunch for me after that movie.
All right.
Medieval.
So what's the grade?
It's a C also.
A C, and it is rated, I'm assuming, R.
Oh, yeah.
Blood, blood, blood.
Even just for the maggots.
Ooh. Yeah, that's
a rough and tough. I wouldn't survive 2 minutes in a land like this. They're like, hey, you, go hurt
your
something.
Description
nope.
is something we don't often hear. You know, rated R for the maggots.
Yeah.
Okay.
The maggots were tough.
Well, even the maggots are tough.
But they were doing a good thing.
Well,
Steve,
until they weren't.
Until. Okay.
It's a very unsettling movie.
Again, the title is.
Medieval.
Okay. It is 10:15 here at KSL as the movie show is broadcasting today from NPS. And we like to think of that as nice place to save. Igor joins us once again. And how are the bananas holding up? Are we still good?
Yeah, they're going good. They're going fast.
They're going fast. So if you are going to have...
We almost have no bananas.
We'll have that song. We ought to get that song. Yes, we have no bananas. Would you dredge that up for us back there in the studio? But I'll tell you what, when you can buy a 40-pound box...
That's a lot of bananas.
...of bananas for 40 bucks, that'd be a deal. For $5, this is the time to get the neighbors together, you know, and just have a banana bread-making fest. You mentioned throwing it into ice cream, if you're making ice cream, or smoothies. And then if you go, well, I could use 20 pounds of bananas, but what do I do with the other 20 pounds? Then you freeze them and dry them and everything else, right?
Dehydrate them, yeah. Banana chips.
Ooh, banana chips. That sounds good.
Yes.
What are some of the other great deals that you have for us today?
I forgot to mention, we were talking about the 100-degree temperature lately.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's going to change. We know it's going to change. It's going to start getting cold.
Yes.
We have all of our bedding half off.
Oh, that's why Paulette was going crazy. Yeah. Did you see Paulette, who was here a minute ago? She had a whole basket stuffed with bedding.
Like
items.
Way high.
Yeah, like way high.
We have really amazing deals in bedding. All comforters. Half off.
Wow.
And they're already super discounted. So you're getting a super deal. That's why she was going
nuts.
Well,
shouldn't you raise the prices if it's getting cold?
That's right. Let's cash in on Steve.
Yeah, I guess that.
Now, that is a great deal. So, you know, 30 to 70% all off already, and then an additional 50% off.
That's
on
correct.
That.
That is correct. Pillows, comforters, blankets, everything that you need for your bedding, for your room. Huh.
Man, think about that. If something is already 50% off, and then you're paying the half price, and then you pay the discount on top of that?
Yes.
So you're paying 20, that's 25%.
That you're paying 25 cents on the dollar.
That is amazing. And, you know, these deals are not rare here. They're wonderful, but they're not rare. You have these things going on all the time. And as we like to underscore, you know, you snooze, you lose on some of this stuff.
That is correct, yes. I've been with the company for 34 years. And it never ceases to amaze me the amount of product that we get every day.
Yeah.
That is cool.
I can't imagine some of the deals you must have seen over those years where something comes in, you're buying by carloads, truckloads, pallet loads, everything else. Some of those savings must have just left you speechless.
Yes. I told you last time, I have many families that come to me and they tell me things like this. Thanks to NPS, I've been able to feed my family. Yeah. Clothe my family with great, great product
right.
that otherwise I would have never been able to do.
That's got to feel good.
It is remarkable, and the deals are absolutely incredible in this store, the store that is just to the east of us that caters more to the sporting goods.
That's my favorite.
Garden shop and home goods and things like
tools.
That, tools and so on. And then over here, it's kind of more like you will find in a clothing store, grocery store, drugstore type thing.
Yeah, we're in the ladies' kids section. What does that say?
Well, Dee's going to go crazy when she gets here is what that says for sure.
I still want to know what hot mom winter outfit is.
What is a hot mom winter outfit, Igor?
We're going to get the box and we're going
to... We're going to find out the hot mom winter outfit. I like that a lot.
It's so intriguing, I can't even stand it.
In Orem, in Layton, and right here in Salt Lake, it is NPS.
Cougar fans, get used to these words. BYU versus Baylor.
A 75-yard touchdown run.
Number 9 Baylor takes on number 21 BYU in Provo. Pre-game at 6 and kickoff at 8:15. Saturday on Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio. The Movie Show.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again. Ever.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We're just getting a definitive word that the coverage of King Charles III's address will begin at about 5 minutes before the hour. So we got about a half hour here. So we're going to, because, you know, I don't really know, nobody knows, how long this will go, how long the coverage will go. We're assuming it won't be forever. I would imagine the speech will not be lengthy, but there certainly will be commentary surrounding it and reaction to it. So why don't we go ahead and hit one of the big movies. I want to make sure we do Pinocchio, because we all love Tom Hanks. We're talking about just how ubiquitous he is. He is an incredible talent. And he has been able to just play a range of characters that is remarkable. But you were telling me this movie is a little unique. Let's get some sound from Pinocchio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the eighth wonder of the world, the one and only Pinocchio!
Hello, Pops.
Okay.
Well, it starts off as Jiminy Cricket is the narrator, and he is a kind of a southern gentleman.
Southern gentleman.
It sounds like he's right out of Old Brother, We're Out There. I came here talking cricket, well-dressed. I'm just wandering around and looking for a warm place to go, and he ends up at Geppetto's clock shop. And Geppetto is... So we get some backstory here, which... Some people are going to either appreciate or like go, you know, we really don't need to know.
Yeah.
We know that he was suffering and wanted to create a boy and why all the cuckoo clocks and whatnot. So they give a little background. His wife was really into cuckoo clocks. And so he doesn't sell them, though. He just makes them and keeps them because he's afraid, you know, that he's disrespecting his wife
You know, I've never read this book by Johannes. It's a interesting name, Spirio or something like that.
Yeah.
And I've never read the book, so I have no comparison. I don't know if they're going that direction or what.
It says based on the Disney, the animated, the classic, and the book. So
the book.
They've
mixed,
and they've also done some modern stuff because there's no way at one point when Honest John, the wolf guy.
Yeah.
He, you know, tries to talk Pinocchio, and don't go to school, and kid gets kicked out of school. And he goes, no, you could be a great actor. You'd be a star. In fact, we should call you Chris Pine.
Oh, gee.
And I thought, But then, so there's other moments. Like Cynthia Erivo plays the Blue Fairy.
Yeah.
And she sings that gorgeous, you know, song. I think it's the Wish Upon a Star song.
I think so.
But there's another one, though, that she sings. It's the Yippee-Dee-Dee. There's... Two or three of the original songs, and there's two or three that they've come up with on their own, and Tom Hanks sings a song. There's moments that are really quite touching in this, but it's supposed to be a live-action movie, and Tom Hanks is really about the only thing that's live-action. There's a couple other characters.
Yeah.
But the cat, for example, Figaro, is like a bad CGI cat. You know how...
Oh, yeah.
Like a Polar Express cat kind of thing. I know
you're
going to make fun of... It just looks so fake, and you're like, we're in 2022. What are we doing here? So little things, two steps forward, one step back. The Paradise Island scenes, I mean, they're spectacular visually, but when the kids start turning into donkeys, these specters, you know, they almost look like the ones from Ghost. Except they have red eyes, and they.
Yeah, we were mentioning last week as we were speculating.
They
about
descend
this,
on like the kids,
Dementors or something.
Yeah, and it's terrifying. I mean, there's no way you're going to sit there with your kid and watch this movie, especially if they're under five.
Yeah.
They're going to freak out.
How do they handle the whale thing?
Well, the whale thing, it's very spectacular, except when they're trying to get away from it, suddenly Pinocchio's feet turn into propellers, and they zip away. I'm like, wait a minute. I called a Pinocchio expert, and they said, no, that didn't happen in the book or the movie.
How does that work?
So it's just little weird things, you know, that happen, but it's kind of spectacular. I mean, it's a visual stunning spectacle, but
this is pure speculation here. But had they released this in theaters, would it have done well, in your opinion?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It would have made $100 million.
Yeah.
And I guess they don't need it.
Or they just want to urge people to subscribe.
Either
to
that
Disney
or they.
Plus.
I mean, it's not getting rave reviews. I mean, the numbers are pretty.
Yeah, but a lot of killer movies, you know, that just make oodles of money. They don't get great reviews either.
Well, and the other thing is, I mean, Pinocchio, that name in itself, it's just a tough show. We've had 26 iterations of Pinocchio over the years,
Everyone
thinks they can nail it and get it right, even though it's a very dark story.
It is a dark story, just like a lot of the old fairy tale type of stories are.
It's grim, it's dark, and so they keep trying to liven it up a little bit with little bits of people that aren't in the other iterations, but it felt a little awkward.
Here's the grade. What is it?
Well, I love Disney. I gave it a B. Probably should be a B-.
Wow.
Or even a C plus.
And I'm assuming it's rated PG.
No, I think it's just PG.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me double check.
The whatever they are, Dementor type guys in there.
I know. Even with that, I'm
okay.
Like,
PG. Yes. Boy, sometimes that PG. And you know, but you think of what can be.
You know, Jaws is rated PG.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
PG.
I know. Okay. So it's Pinocchio. It is not in theaters.
Disney Plus only.
So there you have it.
I misstep, but again, Tom Hanks, come on.
On that note, we will tell you what the hot mom winter outfit is.
Yes, we have examined it closely.
We'll do that. That makes it sound real weird.
Yeah, that was creepy.
So anyway, we will come back.
We read the box, okay?
We did. We read the box along with Igor. It is 10:30 here at KSL. We're broadcasting from NPS. Stay with us. Much more to come on The Movie Show.
The Movie Show.
Look at him. He's heading for that small moon.
I think I can get him before he gets there. He's almost in range.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
The Movie Show coming to you from NPS. We're just at one of their four stores today. And Igor, who has been with this great company for 34 years now. And if you heard us singing, Yes, We Have No Bananas. Boy, that incredible deal. You know, we talk about snooze, you lose. You know, when you hear about a deal like that or you see a deal when you're shopping here, it's time to snap it up. Let's talk about tablets and computers and laptops. And Steve was talking to you about some other, electronics as well. But let's stick to those three, computers, laptops, and tablets. What kind of deals do you have?
Because of The Movie Show, if customers come today, we're going to have an additional 10% off on all tablets, computers, and laptops.
That's just today?
Just today.
Wow.
Because of The Movie Show.
Okay.
And boy, you think about it. I mean, everything, 30 to 70% off. And so if it's 30, it's going to be 40% off. If it's 70% off, it's going to be 80% off. That is just an incredible value. And what type of things do you have? I mean, the laptops, computers, tablets? I guess it just depends on what kind of carload you bought.
Yeah, back to school, you need a laptop. Back to school, you need a computer at home. So this is the time to buy.
Boy, no kidding.
Here at NPS.
And we finally figured out what the hot mama winter outfit was.
Not mama.
And it's, the hot mom. Did I say mama?
Yeah,
well, that too.
Well,
what's the difference? Mama? Mom,
well, okay, so
mother?
It's really cool. It's a shield for the stroller.
Uh-huh.
And then where your hands, grab the stroller.
Where mom's holding the stroller.
There are hand muffs that, her hands will stay warm, and the child will be warm.
Wow. You have all kinds of unique things here.
That is the coolest.
And that, by the way, if you're going to run, that is a one-of-a-kind item.
That might be it.
That's right. But you've got these great deals throughout the store. We've already talked about, the fact that Paulette, who's, part of our great crew at KSL, she went out of here. She had another appointment a moment ago, and she went out with a basket full of the bedding that you mentioned, 50% off. On the already low price.
That is correct. And we have everything you need for your bed.
Yeah.
Beautiful comforters. We have the pillow sets. the bed sheets. We have everything.
You know, you talk about how unique this store is in every way you can possibly imagine. But just up the aisle from us is the collectible area. You know, I walked through that the last time I was here. It's amazing what you have in there.
Yes, we have beautiful jewelry. Do you see the ring that you're going to buy for your wife?
Wow. Steve, you need a few more pinky rings.
I'm waiting for the Mordor ring.
It is incredible what is here. If you can imagine it, odds are it's here or has been here or will be here. And it changes all the time. And this is name brand first quality stuff.
That is correct.
Yeah, brand new, too. We need to mention that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So this is the time. Come on in. Do your shopping at NPS in Layton and in Orem. And then the two stores, there's the big, more industrial home goods, sporting goods, garden store, and so on, across the street from us here on Empire.
Heavy-duty tools, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And then over here, we've got the clothing, we've got the collectibles, we've got the kind of the drugstore-type items, grocery store items. It's all here.
But we don't have any bananas.
NPM. Steve's kind of fixated on those
fresh
bananas.
Fresh out of bananas. Dang it.
What, are you just kicking yourself because you didn't get the 40-pound box for $5?
I found a recipe for banana bread. I was ready to go.
And you were going to give me several loaves, right?
Maybe a half a loaf.
The ones that fell on the floor. All right.
The five-second loaf.
And, yeah, that's right. We have a little longer thing.
You go longer.
9.5 seconds.
Your record?
No, 9.5 seconds. It's still good. Pick it up.
But 10, no way.
No, 10 doesn't work. All right, it is 10:42 here at KSL News Radio. And, Stephen.
Sir.
In light of the fact that, I keep wanting to say Prince Charles, that King Charles III will be addressing the United States. I mean, my whole life, it's been Queen Elizabeth and, you know,
literally,
the Prince of Wales. Yeah, literally. So, anyway, there you have it. So let's, in anticipation of the king's comments.
The king's speech?
It really is kind of the king's speech that's coming up, and the coverage will begin here in about 15 minutes. So let's hit another movie here. So let's see. How about if we do End of the Road?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, End of the Road. Here we go.
Somebody throwing a party or something?
No, this sounds like a fight.
Look at me, sir. Look at me. Come on. Hang on.
Where's the folks staying next door? There's a fortune in missing drug money. They're in the whole world in danger.
What did you do, Reggie?
This money could save our lives.
It can end our lives.
Can end our lives.
This is an interesting film. You've done making fun of Queen Latifah.
Is this a good movie?
It actually is.
So I'm making fun of a good movie.
You are.
Okay.
Queen Latifah.
Yes.
And her son and daughter, they've lost her husband. I don't know exactly what happened to him, but he passed away. And, because the medical bills, they're moving to Houston to be near her parents.
Okay.
So they're packed everything up, and the moving truck's gone, and her brother is going to go with them. And so the four of them are going to drive from L.A. to Houston, and they're going through Arizona. Again, this is not going to make Arizona's travelogue movies to see because they're in a motel room next door. Something happens. A guy gets shot. Well, Queen Latifah happens to be an emergency room nurse. She goes over, tries to save the guy. He doesn't make it. The brother sees a bag underneath the sink and grabs it and walks out with it and doesn't tell her what's going on. And it's just full of cash.
Wow.
Well, the people that took out the guy didn't have time to look for the money, now want the money back.
Uh-oh.
And it's Mr. Cross, and he's not very happy. The local sheriff is played by Bo Bridges, and he's trying to help them.
Bo Bridges. Boy, we haven't heard from him lately.
I haven't seen him in a while. So he's the good old boy sheriff who's, you know, out there trying to help him out. And so, I mean, they get into a lot of situations. And, I mean, Queen Latifah is in The Equalizer, and she's, you know, doing physical action scenes in that show, but nothing compared to this. And the language is a little bit stiffer, and the action's a little bit more violent. So it's actually a pretty good little film.
Okay.
I think you'll like End of the Road, and it is playing. Oh, it's a Netflix film.
Okay. And the grade is?
A B-.
A B-. And in what kind of release?
Netflix.
Netflix. Oh, okay. Netflix. Gosh, nowadays, you know, whoever thought we'd be asking that question?
I know.
You know, great movie, you know, and everything else, but, oh, hey, it'll be on TV first, and then we'll see it a little later on. You know, in anticipation, because I actually found out much earlier this morning that King Charles III would be addressing the U.K., and so I asked Dee if she could perhaps drop by earlier. And where, of course, did she go first? Right here to the baby stuff.
Well, maybe she could take the hot mom.
Yeah, we got the hot mom winter outfit up there. So.
But it doesn't say hot Grammy.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I think it could apply, though.
But do have the stroller here. We have our little granddaughter.
It's a cover for the stroller.
See little Luna over there? Steve, there's a baby in there.
I see the baby. We've been corresponding.
Got a guest star.
We have a guest star, little Luna Love.
Look at her little eyes.
Is here with us.
Hi, sweetheart.
Okay, now before we move forward, we've got to get Dee's official theme song. So here we go, the Quirky Picks of the Week.
It's the official Quirky Pick of the Week on the KSL Movie Show.
Okay, Deanne, the Quirky Picks of the Week this week.
Well, we have been watching Only Murders in the Building.
You getting choked up just thinking about it?
Here, Doug, give me your drink.
Yeah, here.
She didn't want mine.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's right. I'm there's a reason.
Yeah, I haven't
Does
been.
She have a,
that was such a great start.
Yeah, that was a really good start.
Thank you.
Are you enjoying it? No.
I think that, I don't mean to speak for Doug, and he would never let me, but I think I like it better. I think that I like it better than he does.
I'm warming up to it.
You got to warm up to it.
Yeah,
because I got to get to know the characters.
And I'm only in episode three
but
of season one.
Here's the deal: you have to stay awake.
That is helpful.
Yeah. No. You know, we always are watching this at the end of the day, and I'm going, okay. But
he always gets up. Does he get up really early?
He does, and he does a lot of physical labor because, you know.
Because she's a taskmaster.
Yes. Yeah, it's all me.
All that sweating around the...
Steve admitted the other night. He was sitting there and goes, oh, I'm Doug sweating under my chin.
I had Doug sweats the other day.
Please, let's not go there.
This is a family show, Steve.
Anyway, so
now it's a family show. Got it.
So we are watching Only Murders in the Building. It was funny. A cousin told me a story about how Selena Gomez was on one of the nighttime shows. I think she was on Jimmy Fallon or something. This was before it came out. And Jimmy Fallon said, well, you know, who are your co-stars? And are they hot guys? And she goes, well, I'm thinking at some point they were. But
they have fun, though. Their interactions
are really
fun.
They do have fun.
So. Well, it is an interesting thing because at first I went, okay, that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. You know,
Martin Short, and then Selena Gomez.
Yeah, but her story? Because it's so
But it's interesting. She is a real interesting factor
absolutely.
In here.
So that's on Hulu. Yes. And it's in its second season. We're not to that yet, but we will be.
Okay.
Yeah, so two seasons have already happened.
Right.
The third season is in the works right now.
And then Steve Martin is retiring, he says.
Oh, after the third season?
No, he just said retiring in general at some point. But, you know, who knows?
But, you know, on a current note, yesterday I had a couple relatives contacted me and asked me a couple of things about the situation with the Queen. And what that meant, and were there any good movies or series that I would recommend? Because sometimes some people know that I'm kind of a British follower. Right. I've seen everything Diana.
Anglophile.
And all that. Yeah, Anglophile. Right. Yep. Yeah. Well, there's another term for it, a royalist. I guess I'd have to live there. But anyway, I always recommend The Crown, four seasons, and it was interesting. I looked it up. They paused filming yesterday. They're in their fifth season. Yeah. They paused filming all day, and they're gonna stop at the day of the funeral also. So I think it has such wonderful people in it. Claire Foy was wonderful. Olivia Colman is playing the Queen now. It has Jonathan Pryce.
Imelda Staunton is going to be the Queen in the next.
Oh, I did not know that had been cast.
Yes,
and you know, this was written by the same person that wrote The Queen, Peter Morgan. He wrote The Queen and
Helen Mirren.
Yeah, with Helen Mirren, which was Best Actress, Best Picture, 2006. Yeah. That's another one I would recommend. Now, that's kind of a particular segment in time about right when Diana died and how the Queen handled that. And Tony Blair, remember, you know, how good that was. It was Michael Sheen was so good.
Right.
So we recommend The Crown. Probably agree on The Queen. That's a really good one from 2006. And I think other good background is really The King's Speech. It's not exactly about Queen Elizabeth, but it sure leads into...
Well, she's a little girl in that movie.
Exactly. Queen Elizabeth's life, and that was 2010. Took all kinds of Academy Awards also. But a couple of lesser-known ones that I like, in particular, I like this one from 2015 called A Royal Night Out. Did you ever see that?
It's kind of fun. So the girls kind of, are young.
I think it might have been a made-for-TV movie, but not Hallmark. Better than Hallmark. Hallmark's good. Don't get me wrong. But it's about at the end of World War II when they had V-Day, D-Day.
Right. They're celebrating V-E Day.
V-E
Day. Victory in Europe.
And it was based on a real, kind of a real event that they fictionalized about Margaret and Elizabeth wanted to go out and be part of the celebrating
they
in
had
the streets.
A breakout, yeah.
And the streets. And I don't know how real it is, but it's kind of
Margaret
cute.
Was always a troublemaker.
She was. And at this point, Elizabeth apparently kind of went along with it. But that was done in 2015, and it's available on Showtime and Prime. It's called A Royal Night Out. I think it's sweet. Okay. And the other one that I really like, A Royal Wedding. Yeah. 1951, Name the Stars, Doug.
Oh, I can't remember.
Fred Astaire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
Jane
right.
Jane Powell.
That's right.
And Sarah Churchill. Now, Sarah Churchill was Winston Churchill's daughter.
Yeah. Mm.
She plays the romantic lead to Fred Astaire, and she is not very good. She's not a very good dancer. Yep. She's not very endearing. She's very much a Churchill, but she's...
Is that where he dances with the pole thing?
I
can't remember.
Maybe.
He had so many amazing
kind
things.
Kind of famous for dancing with
Yeah, he
with
danced
things,
on the walls, inanimate. And he danced with the coat hanger.
That's the
and
one.
He danced,
That's yeah. the one I'm thinking yeah. of.
But he did dance with Jane Powell, who's darling right. in this. Yeah. And I mean, this is an old musical, an old MGM musical, but it's available, and that's called Royal Wedding 1951.
Right.
It is in color. And it's got lots of good songs.
So do you want to hear something? Do you want to hear something really sweet here, because we're running out of time? Listen to the Queen having marmalade sandwiches with Paddington Bear. Let's play that again.
Okay.
This
All
is
right.
so sweet. I think we've got it. The Queen having marmalade sandwiches with Paddington Bear.
Please.
Let's just reenact it, shall we?
Yes.
I'll have some marmalade sandwiches with Paddington Bear.
Well, where do you keep yours?
Apparently we have been left in the black hole here.
Who played the only guy who's ever played Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah, who was it?
Oh, was it, I don't know.
Saturday Night Live.
Oh, Chevy Chase?
Fred Armisen.
Oh. Oh well,
not a flattering
okay.
person.
Okay.
Okay,
you had to go there, didn't you?
He does play, it was pretty funny, and all due respect to the Queen, and I apologize.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure
all
Fred
right.
does, too.
Thank you.
You're
D.
welcome.
Nice to bring
Look
little
at,
Luna
she is
along.
She's just being the
she
sweetest
is a,
thing ever.
She okay. is. She's being a great guest. We're going to go shopping.
All right. Okay. Good for you. It is 10:53, and in just a matter of 2 minutes, we'll be taking coverage of the King's speech.
We hope.
Of King Charles III. But we wanted to bring everybody up to speed right here at NPS. All kinds of incredible values are happening. It is remarkable what you guys do and what you have in store, literally, for everybody right here at NPS.
Yes, it is. We have designer clothing. I want to mention that because we have beautiful. We're surrounded by clothing. Some of it is only top designer clothing at amazing prices. And we have it on a weekly sale. It goes from 0% to 10% to 25% to 50% and to 70% off.
Wow. You know, you were mentioning earlier, and I was thinking about this, you know, the people have the opportunity here to come and not only save money, but, you know, for people who have a big family, whatever it might be, to be able to buy top-tier products, brand new, at these incredible savings. Boy, talk about making a budget go a lot further.
Yes, we have all the name brand shoes right now, back to school. You're still shopping for back to school. And today, 25% off. And we have every single brand of shoes that you can think of.
Right. And boy, Dee's still here with us. You know, you're always looking for things for, you know, bedding and so on. 50% off the already low prices. Just wanted to pass that along. This is at all four of the stores. Yeah, look at the hot mom, it's gone. We have just a couple of seconds here. NPS, four locations, of course, before we join the coverage of King Charles III's speech. So stay with us. We'll continue with the movie show after the coverage. Stay with us here at KSL. That it might preclude...
No.
No, it's time. It's time. Some things just cannot.
Even the King of England would step on you.
Even the King would not dare.
You're going to scare this nice lady. And,
okay, here we go. And now, ladies and gentlemen,
don't do it.
It is time for the movie show. Top
10.
I'm Mr. Ed.
What?
Just gauging the reaction of the humanity that was walking by at that Hindenburg moment.
Hindenburg moment?
Yes, Hindenburg.
You're talking about a tragedy?
Oh, the humanity, yes.
No, this is a glorious moment for humanity. When we
probably well, even got Igor out of the back.
When we
he came running, he thought,
"What's happening?"
Being attacked.
It is time for the Movie Show Top 10, sponsored by
our
friends at Call Climate Services. We're at that time of year where it really is a good time to call Scott. And you know he's coming down to my place in Eureka in about 2 weeks.
Think
he'd
make me a deal on AC now?
Boy, he ought to. He ought to. And you know, a package deal is great too. Look over the furnace.
I
look over
furnaces.
The AC. Well, yeah, well, you know, he can go ahead and hook up that AC, and actually it might work. Jeez, Steve, we got to have a long talk.
This has been the worst summer. I said last summer, I don't think I could do this again. This is it.
Yeah.
If I have to burn the house down and it only has air conditioning, that's what it's going to have.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not putting up with that for another year.
Call.
34.
Call Climate
days.
Services, Steve. Good grief. Okay.
100 degrees.
Up there in Centerville.
Yeah.
Nice people.
Yeah,
great people to do business with. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Movie Show Top 10.
I want to see what you come up with.
And what?
The name of the top 10, the 10th movie?
The 10th movie?
What is it?
I had a Dragon Ball whatever, superhero whatever.
Actually, that's exactly it.
Yeah. Well, they finally put it in English.
Oh.
Okay. So, number 10.
Cheaters.
And it's been out 3 weeks. It's made about $35 million. Is this doing anything internationally?
Oh, yeah. This is huge internationally. I mean, not huge, huge, but 42 foreign. It's at 77 total.
Jaws. I love seeing this.
I know.
Jaws was the number 9 movie. Remember, a lot of people over the the Labor Day weekend, they brought movies back. It made just under $3 million domestically, and I'm assuming we're not talking international numbers.
Well, it made $100,000.
$100,000.
Internationally. But check this out.
Was that up in Canada?
How much did that movie cost to make in 1975?
Oh, gee, I have no clue.
Seven.
$7 million.
And it made $475 million.
That's a pretty good return.
I think I would invest in that.
Yeah, I would too. So Jaws out 1 week, and I don't think it'll be here next week in the top 10, but I think that's fun that it is. Thor, Love and Thunder. It's made, about $341 million domestically?
$414 foreign. It's at $755.
Okay, and then Minions, The Rise of Grew. Every time I see the numbers on this, I just get the biggest kick out of it. And, you know, it's around 360 domestically. It's been in the top 10 for 10 weeks.
That's lunch money.
Yeah.
533 foreign, 894. Almost $900 million.
It's getting close, but it's not going to make $1 billion.
No.
At least. Yeah.
But it'll probably reach the 9.
Yeah. Beast. This was not.
Bad Kitty.
Bad lion movie. Again, you know, we've joked about this, but it's no joke. You want to see a good lion versus humankind movie. And
the Lion King.
It's, no, the Lion King. What are you thinking, Scar, on this one? No, we're talking about
Scar wins this time.
The Ghost in the Darkness. It's made $26 million. Any international?
At 21 foreign, it's at 48. It's not bad.
Okay. The Invitation. It's made about $14 million out in its 2 weeks.
Another three. It's at 19.
Yeah. What was your grade on that again?
A++.
A++.
I don't remember. What?
I don't know. I don't remember either. Number four, DC League of Super Pets. We were speculating last week. It was actually a slip of the tongue, but it's probably a money-making idea.
Oh, you know it's coming.
The League of the Super Vets for the Pets.
Why not?
But seriously. I was skeptical on this movie, but I actually liked it. It's made about $81 million domestically.
And double that, so it's at $161.
And then Spider-Man, again, you know, kind of a reprisal here. Back in theaters near you, No Way Home. This is the extended version. Had 11 additional minutes. Something is different in the credits, we understand. And
some were happy, some weren't.
Some were happy, some... It seems to be pretty evenly split, but... About $5.5 million on that movie.
I've got 10 with 7 domestic, 3 foreign. It's at $10 million. made over that weekend.
Bullet Train. I was hoping for a whole lot more, but I have to tell you, Brad Pitt, he's pretty fun to watch in almost anything.
I know he is.
So, fun. But it's made $87 million.
I just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood the other day. Oh. And when he's on the roof fixing that antenna,
doesn't that just kill you?
And he looks over, and there's a what's his name, the killer guy.
Not Manson.
Yeah, Charles Manson. Yeah. Charles Manson's just walking up the driveway. Yeah. What a weird movie.
Oh, and his scene where he's trying to describe to the cops what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he said he was the devil, and he was here to do devil.
Work.
Yeah, not work.
Oh, that's right.
He said something else. He hesitates. And
I vid-angeled that one for
you. And then I love it, because he had just smoked a rather LSD-smoked, soaked cigarette. And he goes, are you real? Okay. All right, number one, and we already talked about this in our movie news, Top Gun Maverick, made an additional $6+ million over the weekend. It's at about $700 million, a little better than that domestically. Good grief, this movie just keeps breaking the records, setting records, and being talked about. Was Tom Cruise right, or was he right when he told Paramount, now, this isn't going to go to streaming?
Well, I mean, he was absolutely right, and they made so much more money because of it.
Yep.
$1.442 billion,
yep.
14 weeks
I know.
In the top
Incredible.
10. That's nuts.
Incredible. Hey, today we are broadcasting. Oh, and a big thanks to Call Climate Services. They sponsor the movie show Top 10.
Especially since they're going to your house.
Despite some better judgment. All right, it is 11:28, and we are at NPS. And, Igor, we're having so much fun here. And it's so much fun to watch people shop and to see what is just spilling out of their baskets when they go by.
Did you save me a banana, by the way?
A banana?
Just one.
Yes, I have one on my desk. I was going to eat it, but I'll give it to you.
No. On his desk.
Well, I don't want to. If you gave me the whole Wednesday's child.
I'm going to love this. This is going to be the next,
It was my dessert,
Steve,
but I sacrificed.
Steve
it was
took
the best banana
Steve
I've ever had.
Took the food out of Igor's mouth.
I would never do that.
That creates an interesting mental picture.
Ever.
Okay, what have you got to talk to us about today? I'm always amazed at the deals you have here at NPS.
So we just talked about bedding, and look at it. It's going like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's selling out.
Yeah, half off. And we have kitchen supplies, anything that you need for your kitchen or your house. Kitchen and housewares, they're going to be 25% off all this weekend.
Wow.
So come over, take advantage. If you need a new pressure cooker.
Yeah. Do you have like garbage disposals or anything like that? No.
Maybe over in the industrial area.
Oh, in the industrial.
Maybe, yeah. Steve needs two. Got a lot of garbage, do you?
Just a lot of body parts.
Oh, you're one of those guys. I don't want to see what's in your freezer.
My wood chipper doesn't work.
Okay, 30 to 70% off on brand new items all the time. And when you talk about these additional savings, that doesn't reset and go back. That's on top of the already great savings.
That is correct.
It's amazing. It truly
is. You have a fun
is.
Job, don't you?
It is a lot of fun. And we make a lot of people happy.
Yeah. Do you ever see something roll through the doors on a pallet or in a cart and you go, what the heck is that?
All the time.
Yeah. You have to look it up.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah.
What is he buying? What are they buying?
Yeah, what are they buying? And what should we sell it at? And then you just start marking things down. It must be really satisfying to see the things. And, something, I've learned this. The old thing, one man's ceiling is another man's floor. That there are things that I'd go, who would buy that? And somebody else is just euphoric over it.
That is exactly what happens here every day.
Yeah, every day. And, boy, the bottom line is when you see the deal here, you buy the deal here because they don't last very long.
When do you do your auctions, by the way? Are those Mondays?
Mondays and Tuesdays across the street in the industrial building.
There's so many things going on here. It's really hard to even capture it all. The only way is to come on in and see it for yourself. NPS, with the four locations, I think of Salt Lake as being one, but it's two.
Yeah.
So we've got two locations in Salt Lake and then also in Layton and in Orem. It is 11:31. Brief break. We'll be back with more of the movie show.
The movie show.
So what are you proposing?
It's simple. Kill the Batman.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It is the movie show coming to you from NPS. We'll talk more with Igor in the course of this hour. Normally, Julie would be here, but she is a world-class organist. And she is playing the organ at a funeral today. So we don't have our friend Julie, but Igor has just been a delight. And it's been so much fun.
Even though he wouldn't give me his banana.
Yeah. You know, we were talking so much about the bananas. Man, they just boom.
How many boxes of 40 pound boxes did they have?
They were all lined up here down, you know, the center aisle here. When I walked by, I went, man, I hope they can, you know, because these are ripe bananas, ready for like banana bread, things like that.
Okay.
And I thought, man, you know, these things don't have
a long shelf life
here. And I thought, boy, I hope they don't get, you know, a lot of bananas at the end of the day. Man, bam, they were just gone.
They were gone like the first hour.
I know. The only one left is the one on Igor's desk that you're trying to make him feel guilty.
It's probably glowing. It's so
probably glowing.
Magnificent.
Listen to this. So anyway, we'll talk more with Igor. But right now, Stephen,
sir,
I think that we probably ought to talk about the last movie that we have not
yes.
talked about. And it is?
It is called The Anthrax Attacks.
Okay, and this is actually a streaming movie.
This is a Netflix documentary.
Again, Pinocchio was too.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Okay, so do we have sound from this?
I don't know.
Okay, do we have any?
I saw this letter.
Yeah. Investigators have been searching for the culprit in the anthrax by mail attacks.
As far as high profile cases, I can't think of anything as big as this.
Inside was what appeared to be sand. It said, death to America, death to Israel, Allah is great.
God, you remember that one?
That was right after 9/11.
It was actually happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then, you know, as if... You know, sending anthrax, but then the copycat, the weenies, you know, who would put, you know, just whatever,
yeah,
fill in the blank powder. I mean, who does that?
But five people actually died.
I know. Anthrax is serious stuff.
Oh, they were explaining how it's not just a bacteria. It's a spore,
yeah,
that only lives if it kills you.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap, that is nasty stuff.
That's serious.
And so there was one guy that they had all through, like, 8 years of the most expensive investigation in the history of the FBI was focused on this one guy, and they couldn't pin it down because it came out of this certain vial, and they knew it kind of had a signature to it, and there were 14 people that had access to this one flask, you know, B2831,
yeah,
and one of them was this guy who was kind of a little goofy. He like cracked the codes at a sorority nearby because he, you know, he wanted to see what the women were talking about. Just kind of different.
Weird.
And they were on him to the point where, and this is the saddest part, is that he was getting so much pressure from the FBI, and yet they wouldn't charge him, that he finally committed suicide.
Wow.
And so this is about, and the guy, they have reenactments throughout, and I can't remember his name. His name's Clark, I think, maybe. He's Agent Coulson from the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
That kind of sweet-faced guy.
Right, right.
He's playing this person who is being, you know, hounded by the FBI in reenactments. And so it's really a pretty amazingly well-done piece. You get all the guys that are, you know, actually the FBI agent goes, oh, yeah, I guarantee you, even though...
Igor just brought you a whole bunch of bananas.
Who'd you mug to get those?
Okay.
So anyway, it's a really powerful film, and it's historically accurate. I mean, it's all the players are in it, except for obviously the guy who checked out early.
Right.
But his wife is in it, and she's like, you know what? I mean, we really need to think about this. Either charge the guy and put him on trial,
right,
or leave him alone if you don't know that it's him. So even some of the experts say, to this day, we don't know if it was actually him or somebody still on the loose out there.
Wow.
So it's called the Anthrax Attacks, and then there's something about in the wake of 9/11 is part of the title. It is a Netflix documentary, and it came out on Thursday, and it's very good.
Okay, and what's the grade?
Well, I didn't really give it a grade, but I would say B+.
B+?
Yeah.
Does it carry a rating? I would assume it's TV MA.
Yeah, I think it is TV MA. There's some language
right
in it.
Right. Okay. All right. And again, the title is?
The Anthrax Attacks in the Wake of 9/11.
And by the way, we really appreciate, you know, your feedback on the movie show. And somebody, and we get this every now and then, you know, they say, hey, we love the movie show, blah, blah, blah. But we would really appreciate it if you'd mention the name of the movies right after the review.
Right, because some people aren't interested until they hear what the movie's about.
Go, well, that sounds good. I wonder what it is. And then when we don't. So thank you. Thank you for that. That reminder and some good advice here on the movie show. All right.
Oh, okay. I know. I saw those last time we were here.
Okay, now wait a minute. I was in another store not long ago.
Well, that was your first problem.
And I saw garden mums that did not look anything like or as good as these. And the price was not, Igor, $9.99.
$24.99, $14.99 if you're lucky.
Yeah. Oh, if you're lucky. Yeah.
Look at the size of them.
Look at the size.
Those are huge. Yeah. Good grief. You've got those in the garden area?
In the garden center, yes.
Are there a bunch of them left? I don't want to play this banana game again.
Hey, speaking of bananas, you know, it was nice of you to bring me these bananas. It's too bad there weren't any for Steve. He set them down in the middle, so I'm staking claim.
Well, you can have them. I will them to you, Douglas.
Bananas. You have great deals. These mums are absolutely beautiful. They really are.
Yeah.
They're just
gorgeous. I
think
that's a perfect for the fall. That's a nice fall color.
You know, and the garden area, you know, we don't mention that probably as much as we should, you know, because for people that want to come out here to NPS, you know, especially this location with the industrial across and the sports and, you know, the home goods, the tools, everything else over there. And you've got some stuff that, I mean, it's like industrial stuff too, you know, kind of. Way out of the grade that I would need in my home in Eureka, but
well, remember Julie got me that little spray thing for the nozzle. It's better than the one that was stolen from my yard.
But she got that from the garden center. Yes. Tell us about the garden center.
Well, right now in the garden center we have all trees 30% off.
And I didn't know you had trees.
Fruit trees and shade trees and all kinds of trees, 30% off. This is the best time for planting. You know, the fall.
Yeah, that's right. True.
And these beautiful mums, $9.99.
That is amazing.
These are gigantic. They're beautiful, and they're perennial. So they will keep coming year after year.
Wow. What a great, great deal. $9.99. I'm not kidding you. I was noticing that the other day walking in the store. You know, it was kind of in our general area. I ran in to pick up something, and I went, wow, mums, those look nice. They didn't look as nice as this. And they were more than twice the price of these. Yeah, just incredible. The bottom line is, you know, for you, for your family, and you'll be surprised at the selection and what is available each and every day. And you'll be wowed by the things that are in limited release, as it were, since this is the movie show. They're just here as long as they last.
Yes. Also, keep calling because we might get the bananas by the box. We have them by the pound right now.
Right. Oh,
okay. Great price, and they're beautiful.
Yeah, these are perfect.
Yeah, these are.
Yes. Yeah. But we might get another truckload. You know, you never know.
You never know. You never know what will be here.
Do you have a website or anything like that?
NPSstore.com. NPSstore, so two S's.
Okay.
Yeah. NPSstore.
Store.com. And you put the new stuff on there?
We advertise on social media, and we advertise on our website, yes.
You know, it's important for people to remember that it's 30 to 70% off all the time on brand new top quality merchandise. And when Igor's here talking about, you know, another deal, that's on top of that.
Yes.
So it just, wow.
I have a perfect place for those mums.
Okay. Where?
Your backyard?
No, I have a big old planter that I didn't plant anything in this year. It's right out next to the front door, and I'm just going to buy one of those. And
yeah, digging another 3 foot by 6 foot, 6 foot deep hole on the side of your yard?
Well, I could do that. I have a tractor. Yeah. Are you volunteering to fill the hole?
On that note, oh, look at the time. NPS, they've got the locations in Layton, in Orem. I'm getting the stink eye over here from Steven Sales. And, of course, right here in Salt Lake City, it's NPS. It's 11:48. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. And we got some other business to take care of here on the movie show. All here. Stay with us.
The movie show.
Hey, look. He's trained. Shake.
Uh-huh.
Speak.
Hi there.
Did that dog just say hi there?
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Okay. We're going to do an abbreviated version of our streaming news, but we do need the opening for it.
Oh.
It's not a big deal, no.
Planning on a weekend of binge-watching? Streaming your favorite movie or a new show? Doug and Steve sort through it all, so you only binge the best. It's the Movie Show Streaming Reviews on KSL News Radio.
Okay, Steve, I'll let you go first because I don't want to take anything that you might have.
Oh, good. Only Murder in the Building, if you stay awake for it, it's one. It's nominated for 17 Emmy nominations. And
I'm getting there.
Yeah, okay,
I'm getting there.
We'll see. They just finished season two. Season three is in the works. Handmaid's Tale is renewed for a sixth and final season. That's coming up. She-Hulk. This is the funniest show on television.
Yeah, you've talked about that every week. You must like it.
It's hilarious. Jen Walters, who's the attorney, she can't get a date, but she puts She-Hulk on, and She-Hulk's getting tons of dates. And even Wong, you know, the Sorcerer Supreme, he just had a meet-cute in the last episode.
Meet-cute.
Yeah, meet-cute.
Oh, so. How sweet. Okay, what's coming up? On streaming during the next little while. Well, The Imperfect Season 1 was available on Thursday. Cobra Kai Season 5 will be available today. And then Heartbreak High Season 1 available on September 14th. And Thai Cave Rescue Season 1 will be available.
Are they going to do a series on that?
Beginning on September 22nd.
I have one more item. Final season of Picard. He'll be available in February of 2023, the premiere date. It'll be the third and final season, February 16th. Who will join him? Geordi, Worf, Commander Riker, Dr. Crusher,
really?
Data, Counselor Troy, all of them will be back for the third season, or at least part of the third season. So
that is cool.
That'll be for Picard in February.
So this is the swan song.
This is it.
Okay. You know, we've just had a great time today. Thank you all so much for joining us here on the movie show at KSL News Radio. We'll do maybe a double version of Telephone Torture in the future because we've had problems.
Our phone banks.
I think Vahe and Honest Tom and
they
Don.
They finally blew it up.
They finally blew everything up. You know, they went, we're not going to take these guys making fun of us anymore.
We're the three Nephites.
Or something to that degree. So anyway, we'll do that next week. But we have just enough time. Igor, thank you so much for making the movie show feel so welcome. Our listeners feel so welcome. Many of them are just absolute traditionalists when it comes to NPS. But many are just discovering it, as Steve and I did.
Thank you so much for coming over. Yeah, it's a great place to shop and to save.
Some people have yelled at us. They said, because you've been on the air, we're afraid that everyone's going to know the secret, and you're going to ruin it for us.
But that's not happening at all, is it?
It is happening.
You know, but the thing about it, you can't help when you discover something like this. You kind of want to go, I'm glad I only know about it. But the way you guys buy and the way you guys price, there's something here for everybody.
There is something for everybody, yes. Yeah,
and this great tradition is going to continue for those that have known about it for years, for those of us who just discovered it. Now, let's talk again about the savings. Every single day, 30 to 70%.
30 to 70% off, and on top of that, we have weekly specials, so don't forget that part.
Yeah, and boy, we've blown some people away by mentioning, and we're blowing your phone lines away by mentioning some of these incredible deals. And, you know, we just mentioned the Mums a moment ago at $9.99. They are just absolutely gorgeous. I think Steve has one stashed away.
I would love to grab one.
Yeah, a woman just picked one up a moment ago. So
almost threw her on the ground.
So you say, yeah, that would have gone over well, as if our reputation isn't sketchy enough.
I would have caught her.
Yeah, exactly. But Snooze You Lose, it's available in Orem, in Layton, and here in Salt Lake. Igor, thank you. We've had a great day.
Thank you. We love you guys.
And tell Julie hello. And
do tell her hello.
Here.
It is 12 o'clock noon. This is KSL-FM Midvale, KSL-AM Salt Lake City. And tonight, when you go home, please make sure that you hug the people you love.